You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. In this podcast, I'm going to revisit how to use Backtap on iOS. Yes, I'm going to revisit this particular podcast I've done in the past on how to use Backtap on iOS. A couple of things I want to add to it, and it wasn't in the original how-to, and so I wanted to kind of extend that and show you the difference of using the Backtap. There was some confusion which device uses what when it comes to Backtap, and what am I talking about? So let's talk about Backtap and what I mentioned in the original podcast. Voiceover gesture, we now have something called Backtap. This is a gesture. You can assign something to that. So essentially, you're tapping on the backside of your device. Typically, it's either a double tap or a triple tap. So I can just double tap the back of the device and it will initiate whatever action you have assigned to that. Now, before we head into this, there is two separate areas. And I think this is where the confusion was. And this is kind of a new thing I want to add to it. There are two separate areas. The first one is in accessibility under voiceover, under commands, and then the voiceover gestures. Your Backtap action is in there. The other place is in accessibility down to the touch and then to the Backtap. These are two very different set of actions you can apply to the Backtap. And my understanding is that the one that is under the voiceover and under the voiceover gestures or under commands, those are for the newer devices that will allow you to do this. And some of the older devices will be able to support the other set that I mentioned. Yes, if you have the newer device, you can see both of those. It really depends on the action you want to apply to it. For me, I have found the one under touch is the one I want to use. And I'm going to show you why there's differences in between the two. And honestly, when it comes down to it, why is it that older device can support that, but it couldn't support the newer voiceover in under the commands? So weird. But nonetheless, it is something you can go in and see if it's available for you. That's about the legit and the easiest way I can say is to try it. If you don't see it, then your device doesn't support it. That's where it gets kind of gray area. I don't want to get into the specific models because that gets a little bit confusing. All right. So essentially, if you have it, great. If you don't, try it under the touch. If you still don't have it, then you don't have that option. All right. So let's just dive into the settings.
Settings.
And do one finger double tap to open up settings.
Settings.
And as I mentioned, you're going to swipe to the right until you get to accessibility.
Accessibility button.
And both of these options are under the accessibility. Now, the first one, go ahead and double tap this.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
I'm going to go to the right until I get to voiceover.
Vision, heading, voiceover, on, button.
And double tap.
Voiceover, on.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to commands.
Commands, button.
Double tap.
All commands, button.
And to the right.
Touch gestures, button.
To get to touch gesture, double tap.
Tap, one finger, heading.
All right, so this is the screen where you can modify the various voiceover gesture. But in this podcast, we're going to concentrate and focus on the Backtap. The easiest way to get to this area is to do a four-finger tap towards the bottom.
Triple tap the back of your iPhone button.
That gets you directly to this area. So I'm going to use my heading here.
Backtap, heading.
So what I essentially done, I've gone to the Backtap heading. So from here, you can go to the right.
Double tap the back of your iPhone button.
You got the double tap.
Triple tap the back of your iPhone button.
And the triple tap. Now, let me show you some of the action you can put in if you're using this route. It is different. There are things in here that you do not see within the touch, the second option I'm going to show you. Essentially, a lot of the voiceover things in specific is what you can do in this particular area, where the touch does not involve anything with the voiceover at all. Now, there are some overlays. It does do some system specific in this area. So let me show you what these are. So let's double tap here.
Cancel button.
And I'm going to do by headings. Let's see the different categories we have here.
Commands, heading.
All right, so we have a commands list. I'm going to show you probably just a few, maybe five in each of these categories for you to hear.
Search, search field, interaction, heading.
Interaction.
Activate, escape, magic tap, perform long press, secondary activate.
So you get some basic commands here that may be specific to VoiceOver, as you heard there. So interaction. So let's try the next category.
Basic navigation, heading.
All right, let's see what the next five are.
Move to bottom of container. Move to bottom of document. Move to first item. Move to item above. Move to item below.
And there's many more below this. So I'll allow you to go through that and see what is available. Go to the next category.
Text navigation, heading. Move to next block mode. Move to next color change. Move to next font change. Move to next item with bold text. Move to next item with italic text.
So you get an idea of what I mean by this is very VoiceOver specific categories.
Advanced navigation, heading.
All right, so we got here.
Item text search. Move to next column. Move to next control. Move to next different item. Move to next frame.
Very nitty gritty, picky stuff that you can actually assign to it. I think it's fantastic.
Editing, heading. Copy, cut, paste, redo.
That is the overlay I was talking about. This is more the system function. Yes, you'll probably have this under the touch as well, but you didn't have all the VoiceOver options above.
Rotor, heading.
You have rotor, which you don't have in the other.
Next rotor. Next rotor item. Previous rotor. Previous rotor item. Scrolling, heading.
That can make things easier if you don't want to use your two fingers and use it in a dial for, to do the rotor. You can actually assign double tap and it'll change the rotor for you back and forth, which is can be very useful.
Speech and audio, heading. Toggle audio ducking. Toggle mute. Toggle speech. Output, heading. Describe item.
Here's the output.
Read all. Read character. Read character phonetically. Read column contents. Read column header. VoiceOver, heading.
And then the specific of VoiceOver.
Describe image. Label item. Open VoiceOver settings. People detection. Show item chooser.
Etc.
System, heading.
And then here's the system. Another part that might be overlay that you have in touch.
Accessibility shortcut. Activate speak screen. App switcher. Control center.
Etc.
Other, heading.
And then lastly, we have other.
Copy speech to clipboard. Toggle text selection, vertical scroll bar, 11 pages, 100%.
And then that is all the actions. So you get the idea of what this you can assign to. So if you want to get very specific on something and assign something to double tap or triple tap, back tap, you can do that from here. So that's how you assign that. Since we're not going to assign anything to this, otherwise, if you do want to assign something to it, double tap the action you want, and then that will apply for that particular gesture. So in this case, we selected the triple tap, back tap, and that action will apply to it. Now, I don't want to apply to that yet. I want to apply something different. So let's go to the top left.
Cancel.
Button. Cancel.
Selected. Triple tap the back of your iPhone. Button.
And now I'm going to head all the way back out until we get to the area where we're back into the accessibility area before we got to the VoiceOver. So for those that are, don't know where we are, you go under settings and then swipe to the right until you get to accessibility and double tap. And that's where I am talking about. So I'll head on over there right now.
Commands, back button. Commands, VoiceOver, back button, VoiceOver. Accessibility, back button. Accessibility, VoiceOver, on, button.
All right, so now I'm gonna head over to
physical and motor, heading.
Physical and motor. So I'll just swipe to the right until you get to physical and motor. And I go to the right.
Touch button.
We have the touch. This is the second area I was telling you about. Double tap this.
Assistive touch. Off button.
And the easiest way to find this is at the very bottom. Do a four finger tap towards the bottom.
Double or triple tap on the back of your iPhone to perform actions quickly.
Ah, sounds familiar, right? Go left.
Back tap. On button.
There it is. Back tap. For me, it is on. For you, it may be set off. And yes, you can only use either or. I don't believe you can use both at the same time, meaning that I'm using this on and I assign a back tap and within the VoiceOver area. I think that would cause some confliction. So you need to be aware of that. That's why I don't have anything assigned in the other area. I have found something else that I like to do. So let's double tap this.
Double tap. None. Button.
All right. So we have double tap, which is set to none.
Triple tap. Assistive touch. Button.
I have this set to assistive touch. So let me show you what's in this area, and I'll explain why I'm using that. I'll go back to double tap.
Double tap. None. Button.
Double tap this.
None.
Now, essentially, we're going to get the same kind of a list, but you'll notice it's different. Yes, it will show you things that weren't over in the voiceover commands area, and there are things in there that are not in here, and you'll find things in here that are not in that.
System. Heading.
All right, so here's the system. Very similar to what we had in voiceover, but more so. You'll find way more things in here. So I'll just kind of go through the list here.
App switcher. Control center. Home. Lock screen. Mute. Notification center. Reachability. Screenshot. Shake. Siri. Spotlight. Volume down. Volume up. Accessibility. Heading.
You see what I mean? There are some really cool stuff in there that you can take advantage.
Assistive touch. Classic invert. Magnifier. People detection.
You notice that there's some low vision aspect to it. So those that are low vision that don't want to use voiceover, yes, you can use this back tap as well. That's what the purpose of this. So you can actually turn on magnifier, invert. How cool is that? So I want to point that out. That is very useful.
Smart invert. Speak screen. Voice control. Voiceover. Zoom. Scroll gestures. Heading. Scroll down. Scroll up. Shortcuts. Heading. Music quiz. Shazam shortcut.
Now, what are these? Yes, you can assign shortcuts. This is the beauty of this part. If you have shortcuts that you have designed or out of the box, you can assign shortcuts to that back tap. Wow. So one of the shortcuts is Shazam. It just literally turns on Shazam. So you can just identify songs and stuff.
Take a break. Text last image.
And that is it on the list. So if you have any shortcuts that you have on here, it will show up on here. You see the difference on there? And that's why I want to revisit the back tap on iOS for you. Now, the question I'm going to get, and I'll go ahead and get it on, if people will probably ask me, why do you have assistive touch for triple tap? I'll tell you why. Do you remember back when you had the Touch ID? So I'm using Face ID device. Back in the day, we were able to hold down the home button, and then we were able to do a soft reset of the device. I don't know if people knew about that. That is kind of like not a reboot of the phone, but kind of resets the RAM. It is really handy to use. Essentially, what you do is you just hold down the home button for about 10 seconds, and you'll hear it kind of just reset, and it takes you back out to the main screen. That's kind of a reset the RAM. Well, the Face ID, we don't have this option. So what I've done is I've created an assistive touch for the home button. So when I do a triple tap, the assistive touch comes up with the home button, and then I was able to double tap and hold on that, and then it will clear the RAM out, and then I can just do triple back on the device on the phone, and it'll turn that assistive touch off. It's just an easier way to do this. It's kind of not so easy, so it's not a faint of heart for that working for you. But anyway, I want to explain what I've done. So that is revisiting how to use BackTap on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Not a Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.